Ellen.
A little worried there for a second or two.
I know, that's how they've been lately, but...
I'm going to ask you that.
It's kind of a slow start.
All right, we're here with Kathy Reese, coach of the 11-0, number 2 ranked Terps. Kathy, past few games, especially tonight against Towson, it was a challenge. What's missing?
Well, I think we've just come out flat. You know, we came out flat today to go down, whatever it was, 8-4 at halftime. We were giving up too many goals defensively. Some were from just us missing slides and being smart and disciplined defensively. And then offensively, their goalie played great, but we didn't stick our shot. So we need to make an adjustment at halftime and pick up our intensity. And when we did that, I think we saw what this team's capable of.
Was there a message at halftime, you know, you can't keep letting these teams get on top because... one time it's going to get away from you.
Well, our focus is just on this game, and that's really all we talked about. But there's a little frustration, to be honest with you. I'm frustrated with where we were and the shots that we were taking because we're better than that, and we're better than these the ones that we were choosing to take. And we saw the adjustment. We saw what we did in the second half. I think we shot over 50% in the second half, and that was the difference in the outcome.
Was it my imagination or were all the shots kind of high?
That wasn't your imagination. Okay. That's exactly what was happening, and they've a very talented goalie, and she was making saves high, and she's good at that, and we knew that, and I felt like that's been something we've struggled with for a couple games this season. We've gotten a ton of shots off on sometimes and just not maybe shooting to score, and when we made the adjustment, we put some away.
Might we see Towson in the future? They certainly look like a great team tonight.
I think they're going to be very competitive going into their CAA conference, and they've got a lot of good teams in there. James Madison, another one that we just had a tight game with, and I think that team will do very well. Coached by two former Maryland alums, obviously I cheer for them when we're not playing them.
All right, Kathy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.